Monday, the 8th of February, Kof Dalet Shvat, Rabbi Shmuel Baron, Zman, Birchas Netilas Yadayim, in the morning.
Shalom Aleichem to you all. An honor and privilege to be there to... The Shaila is, when does one make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning? We all make the bracha, the Shaila is just when. The issue on hand is... We all know that there are be'etzem four reasons why one has to make Netilas Yadayim in the morning. But we must not get mixed up. Two of the reasons are mechayev Netilas Yadayim, but it's not mechayev abroche. Two of the reasons are mechayev abroche, and it has its ramifications and its nafkaminas, and we have to know what lahalacha is. Let's get it clear. The two reasons which are not negev for broche are... The Zohar says that a person who sleeps at night, he's doing a lemeis. When he wakes up after his sleep, there's a ruach hatuma on his hands because he was like dead, whatever, achad mishishim, when he was sleeping. That needs a netila. That netila is not mechayev abracha because it's not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah. It's pasha to get rid of the ruach ra. That is not mechayev abracha. The Aruch Chaim says that at night, when the night gets finished and it comes alayis hashachar, there's a ruach hatumah which comes onto a person through the new day which is arising. Again, there's a ruach ra. They have to get the reading of the ruach ra, and there is no necessity for a bracha for that. The nafkamina to these two timing, if you need a netila or not, is what happens to someone who didn't sleep at night. You didn't sleep at night, it comes the morning, there's a ruach ra because of a new day, but there's not no ruach ra because you slept. Misafik, obviously, make the bracha. Same thing, somebody who sleeps by day, and they slept by day, the ruach ra of a new day is not there, Shabbos afternoon, in the middle of the week, whatever someone sleeps during the day, there is a mitzad ruach ra of sleeping, which comes on to a person of desire, it exists. Mitzad or chaschaim, it doesn't exist. But again, it's not mechayev bracha. Misafik, somebody should go and make an atila. But again, without a bracha, no shaychus to bracha. The third nafkamina is somebody who wakes up early in the morning before alayis, and they wash negel vaser, and they start learning whatever they want to do, and then it comes alayis. Do you have to make a bracha or not? Again, according to Rosh Chaim, you have to make a bracha. According to the Zohar, you won't have to make a bracha because you didn't sleep. But these are all timing which are not mechayev bracha. The two timing which are mechayev bracha is the Helik Rosh and the Helik Rashba. Shitas HaRosh, brought down in Shuvis Klal Dalit, and the Rosh in Perek Tes in Brachas. The Rosh says, the Chiyuv bracha that there is in the morning is because a fellow through the night is lo yimolek, it's impossible that a person shouldn't touch covered parts of his body. Therefore, when it's going to come time for davening, one cannot daven. One cannot daven with yadayim mitunafos. Therefore, he has to wash his hands in order to be able to daven. And for that netila, which is going to enable you to daven, that's machayev a bracha of al netila sedayim. It's machayev a bracha of al netila sedayim. The Rosh, the Shitasa, the halacha, we don't pass it like that. He holds that hu hadin by mincha and ma'ariv too. If somebody goes to the Beis HaKiseh, somebody goes to be excused, and he's going to daven mincha or to go to daven ma'ariv, he has to make an atila. That everyone's masking to make an atila, but you also mechuyev a bracha. La halacha, we don't paskin like the Rosh, legabe mincha and ma'ariv. That's for sure. That's later on in Siman Vav, later on in the Hilchos Tefillah. We don't paskin for mincha and ma'ariv. I'm just bringing out the nekuda which could be very, very negea la halacha, and that is that the Rosh puts it down that the chayvas netila, which necessitates bracha for tefillah, is that you touch an uncovered part of your guf, and also you were oisit tzrachav, you went to the Beis HaKiseh. That's the parsha. It seems to be a little bit of discrepancy between the Rosh in brachas in Perek Tes and the Rosh in Tshuvas, but it's a tziruf of both together. Touching an uncovered chelik of your guf plus going to the Beis HaKiseh. And we'll see later. It's going to be a big nafkamin ladin at this point. So to be yitzel choladeis, let's hope to hold this in mind. That's Shitas Harash. Shitas Harash, but in Chuvis, Shitas Harash, when Chuvis, the Beseis that brings him, Shitas Chuvin Kuvtzari Aleph, two Chuvis and Chelik Aleph, Zot the Helik Harash, the Sibas Hanatila of Shachris, and let's explain it good, because we all Berich Hadosh, it's not just in Kuda Berich Hadosh. The Rash explains as follows. Heyois, since when a person wakes up in the morning, he is, or wakes up after sleeping at some time in the night, he is a Ber Yechadosh. For being a Ber Yechadosh, Chazal were Kiveya, to make all the Birchas HaShachar that we make. Pekech, Ivrim and Mati Asun, they're able to sit up and you better be able to stand up, you're able to get dressed, you're able to walk, etc. All kinds of Birchas of Ber Yechadosh. Now, this Ber Yechadosh, who is now going to be Eved as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is going now to be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal were mesakin that you should go and make a Netilas Yodayim, because you are going to be Eved as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a new day to be Eved as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, one should be Mekadesh himself, just like a Kohen Gadol, when he comes to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, he's mekadesh himself al yedei kiddush yodayim v'raglayim from the kiyor. So too, every morning when a person is now going to become an Eved Hashem, he's going to start going to the Eved Hashem in this new day, this new beria, this new being who is ki'ilu being created in this new day, he should be noitel yodav to be mekadesh himself, to make himself holy for the avoid that he's going to do today. So clearly, it's a nekuda of a netilas yodayim, a takonah derabanan, to be noitel yodayim, to be mekadesh yourself for all the avodas Hashem that you're going to go be doing today. For the avodas you're going to be doing today. Then you have to give me the base. This is where the problem starts. And these two, is the Siba, the Rosh, and the Rajman Chuvis, is the Siba that they're mesakin to make a bracha for netilas yodayim. The naftiminas are look, according to the Rajba, the netilas yodayim, which is tone of bracha, is the netila harishayna, the first netila that you made in the morning as you got up. That netila is the netila which is mekadesh you by the Hashem. What you go afterwards to the Beis Kisei, and whatever you're, and 2 hours later you're going to daven, and you went to the Beis Kisei, who knows how many times afterwards, and you washed your hands again. It's irrelevant. The netilas yodayim, which was mechayev the bracha, was that original netila, the netila rishayna that you made in the morning. So, according to the Rashi, that is the netila which is on the bracha. According to the Rosh, mamash hafuch, it's just the opposite. The netila which is mechayev's bracha is the netila achrayna, the final netila, which makes you available and appropriate to be able to daven, and it's mashu yodecha to be able to daven. That is the netila which is tone of bracha. That is the netila which you have to make the bracha on. So it's a very big problem. What do we do over here? When should we make the bracha? So it's a big nafkamina. Who do we paskin like? But not only that, even according to the Rashba, you could be running into a problem. Because even according to the Rashba, who the Rashba says that you make the bracha on the netila rishayna, what happens is, what happens if someone gets up in the middle of the night? Somebody gets up in the middle of the night before Alayis HaShachar, it's before Shadin in the Mechaber in Siman Dalet. Somebody gets up in the middle of the night, or somebody gets Kedom with HaShachar, and he was Noitel Yadav, and then again, but he wasn't able to daven nothing, Yeshli Stapek, if you have to make another Netila in the morning. Aber, according to the Rashba, since you made a Netila originally, that first Netila was Netila, which made you into a Ber Yechadosha. And the Mishavur explains, a person becomes a Ber Yechadosha only once. You don't become a Ber Yechadosha twice. So even if the fellow went back to sleep afterwards, he still cannot make a bracha on the second Netila. It's only for that first Netila. What is Nagia to us? It's Nagia. A lot of times, a fellow gets up in the middle of the night. He went to sleep 10, 11, 12, whatever he went up. 3 o'clock in the morning, he woke up, he had a stomachache, or he had to pass water, whatever it is. And he got up 3 o'clock in the morning, he went, and he washed Negavasara, because he had to walk, he went to his kids, he washed hands afterwards, then he went back to sleep. Like, no, it happened a lot of times. We have a big problem. The bracha of the Alantil Sedan is for that Netil of 3 o'clock in the morning, because you don't become a Ber Yechadosha twice. The first time that you wake up in the middle of the night, that is the Ber Yechadosha. That's like a bracha for. What do you do? It's the which could be very common. It's something which could be very common to happen. The person who gets up in the middle of the night and then the Tchim brachas for that Netila. So we have to get to the Maskana, who are we passing like? And according to that, to come to the Maskana, when to make the bracha. At the same time, there's another issue on hand. Which is a chiddush to be in this eye. Oh, the Tzibra HaKoros HaTayif. Because I went through the Sugya now and knew in the Kudu, which I was never aiming at. What does one make first? Asher Yatzar or Alatil Sidai? So of course in the Pesidur it's always printed, Alatil Sidai for Asher Yatzar. Comes along the Shari Tshuva in Simin Vav, and he's Ma'ayir on the Kudu Chadasha. We know that if a person missed, let's say, Mincha, and they get that Ma'ayir twice, what do you do first? The Hashlama or the Chayvus Hashah? The din is, first you do the Chayvus Hashah, you do the Ma'ariv, and then you do the Hashlama. Says the Shari Tshuva, if so, according to the Rashba, what are you making the bracha for? The bracha is for the Tila Sidayim, the initial Tila Sidayim. When are you making it? You might end up making it later on, after you went to the base kiss, you can't make a bracha, until you come to shul, etc., etc. So it comes out that the bracha of the Tila Sidayim is really a hashlama for the mitzvah you did then. And right now you have a chiyuv Asher Yotzar for the base kiss that you did right now. Say, Rasei, the Asher Yotzar should really come before the Alan Tila Sidayim. A new problem. But I think, B'siyat HaNishmaya, we have a pitaron for all this. Let's see first who we paskin like, and then we'll see halach l'maisa, what we have to do. The Mechaber paskins in Simen Dalet. Mechaber paskins in Simen Dalet Adin. That a person, a new halacha, and that the Ramah says on that, v'chein no'agu, that in the morning, somebody wakes up in the morning, after sleeping, whatever, even though, for whatever the reason is, they did not have to go to the Beis HaKisei. The din is that you make an Asher Yotzar, even though you didn't have to go to Beis HaKisei. The Yeshem Asher Yotzar, afilu loy asetzrochav, v'chein no'agu. What's the reason for this din? The Magen Avraham learns that the aside of this din is the Rashba. According to the Rashba, who says that there's a bracha, the whole mitzvah of becoming a Beri Chadasha, you're becoming a new being, you're becoming a Beri Chadasha, and for that, you're washing your hands for Netzilas Dan, because you're becoming a Hashem, etc. So too, there's a bracha of Asher Yatzar for the Etzem creation of this Beri Chadasha. There's a bracha of Asher Yatzar for the creation of the human being, the new Beri Chadasha's Tona bracha. So therefore, it's irrelevant if you went to the Beis HaKisei or you didn't go to the Beis HaKisei. That's what the Magen Avraham learns. Right. Only a Beri Chadasha. No, according to the Rashi, whatever he makes up is a Beri Chadasha.
So the Rav said about the 3 o'clock morning. What happens if somebody goes to sleep at 10 o'clock?
Right.
Half past 10.
No.
Half past 10.
The Chiyuv Brachos is from the till he made at 10:30 in the morning. 100%. Yes.
10:30 in the evening.
I'm 10:30 in the evening. Right. If you have Sheinas Kva, you become a Beri Chadasha. After any Sheinas Kva, Malaya, you're a Beri Chadasha. And that is Mechayev and Asher Yotzar. You're not going to Mesa Kisei.
No, but not at 10:30 in the morning.
Why not? When at 10:30 also you can make that bracha. Theoretically, at 10:30 you can make that bracha. According to the Rashba, you get up 10:30 for whatever the reason was, and you decide to read a book afterwards, you make an Asher Yatzar. According to the Rashba, since you pass like this Rashba or not. But you're 100% right. Yes, that is very, very true. Can. Yes. 100%. Yes. Okay.
So basically, every time you wake up, really, you need to say...
No, but that's what Bishop Bruce says. You don't become a Beri Chadasha more than one time. Because the... From after sleeping, that's... I hear the question, but Mishra Bruce said that once. It's Pam Achas Nase Beri Chadasha Vloy Shtei Pomen. A Beri Chadasha doesn't create... In a mess, in the 24 hours, the mess lays in 24 hours. One time you become created from the Sinai. You don't get created twice. Interesting. I know, I'm asking. It bothered me a little bit, but you know, but after Kairim, I accepted that. I hear it in the Kudu, but I have to work that out why it's like that. Okay.
You went to a customer in the summer when I'm not supposed to say 3 o'clock and you only go to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That was soon see. Narakalai will soon see. That's the next halach. We'll soon see. We'll see. That's the next shavuos. What they're going to do with the Rashi and the Rav. We'll soon see. So it comes out. Shavuos. 100%. We'll soon see that. We'll get to that. That's the next chayv. So it comes out. According to the Magen Avraham, it comes out that the Ramah is paskening like the Rashi. So halach is like the Rashi. Do everything according to the Rashi, and we're in trouble a little bit. But if we look in the Darkei Moshe himself, the Ramah himself in his Pirush Darkei Moshe on the tour, he gives a completely different reason. How can he make Asher Yotzar even though you're not a sitzach of something very, very interesting, which is also a chiddush which I did not know, and that is, he says as follows, the documentation. He says, just like, this is a beautiful shtickle, just like a person in the morning, when they open up their eyes, the cast room, oh, I got my eyes, mabash room, I got clothes, mitzalidor, I'm able to walk. For every new nekudah which happened in the morning, you make a bracha. Says the Ramah, there's something new which happened in the morning. You know what happened? A person has a ruach ra on his hands, a ruach ra chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to touch any open place, not your eyes, not your nose, and not your ears, and not your nekud. You're not allowed to touch the nekud, also it's sakal. Now, to be able to sometimes to go to the Beis HaKis, sometimes you have to touch the nekud to help yourself, for gedolim, whatever it is, you have to be able to touch. And, with the ruach ra, you can't touch. Comes out with the netilas yadayim, which took off the ruach ra, that now enabled you to be able to touch your nekavim, to be able to help yourself to be able to go to Beis HaKisei. So that's like a bracha b'asha yatzar, because something new happened. You now became able to help yourself to go to Beis HaKisei, because now you can touch your nekavim. The ruach ra did not let you touch the nekavim, the ruach ra which is on you. Al yidei the netila, the ruach ra went off, therefore you make an asha yatzar. Don't do that until sedayim. Until sedayim. The Ruach Ra does not mechayev a bracha until sedayim, but taking away the Ruach Ra is mechayev a bracha of Asher Yatzar, because until now you were not able to touch your nekavim, you're not able to touch pi'am, you're not able to touch pi'atabas, you're not able to touch the front and the back. Now that you took off the Ruach Ra, you are unable. So something new was neschadish to you. Something new was neschadish. You have to make a bracha Asher Yatzar. Something new. Bar bar nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. I can make use of my nekavim chalulim. So you have to make a bracha. Ba'ifin that it's irrelevant to the machloikis, the Raj ben the Rosh. The din of making an ashayotze, even beyond the tzrochav, is not relevant to the Raj ben the Rosh, according to Ramah Baifin. From this halacha, we have no raya. Now comes a new halacha. A new halacha, what you're all talking about. A fellow is neyar kolalayla. A fellow stays up a whole night. Does he make a bracha of al netilas yadayim? Does he make a bracha of al netilas yadayim? Or does he not make a bracha of al netilas yadayim? So, the way the Goyim learns the Suffolk, and a lot of Achrayim, the Avram has a different way, because he literally tells the Takapasins like the Raj, but the Goyim learns that what is this Suffolk? Let's listen good to what this Suffolk is. This Suffolk of somebody who's up a whole night, if in the morning they can make an Alan Tillis Adayim, or they can't make an Alan Tillis Adayim, goes as follows. Mi'igradim, according to the Rosh, Yadayim Tunafis, there's no Yadayim Tunafis, you're up a whole night, it's like through the day, they don't think they'll make it until a Yadayim. According to the Raj, Beberia Chadosha, says all the Meforish Mashuchan Aruch, a Beria Chadosha only with sleeping. No sleep, no Beria Chadosha. So it comes up at Etzem, Sai according to the Rosh, Sai according to the Rajba, Medina, you don't have to make a bracha of Alan Tillis Yadayim if you're up a whole night. Still, the Machaber is Mesupik, if you should make a bracha or not. What's the Suffolk? Says the Halak Goyin, the Suffolk is the halacha like the Rosh by the Rosh. Why? According to the Rosh, there is no reason to make a bracha whatsoever. But according to the Rashba, that the Chiyuv bracha is because of Beri Chadosha, there is a mokum, not a mokum, say, we say, Loi Plug Chazal, Chazal on the sack and a bracha about this a dime every morning to make it to make a bracha. So too, even in a day that you did not sleep at all, you did not become a Beri Chadosha, there is a light plug. I saw this guy. Rebbeinu Shmuel, light plug? So according to the Rosh, they also light plug. Why is it only according to the Rosh, and not according to the Rosh light plug? What is the chilik? Mind-boggling. What's the chilik in the Rosh? And I'll tell you even something interesting, more interesting. The Prima Godim says, that even though there's a light plug according to the Raja from the Tillis Yadayim, but for that of what we say that Asher Yotzar is Tona Bracha, even if you didn't do Tzrochov, if you're up a whole night, you won't say light plug on the Asher Yotzar to make Asher Yotzar. What's going on here? Yellow plug, point to the Raja, yellow plug, and I don't just not. Point to the Raja, follow plug in anything. And even according to the Raja, the Asher Yotzar is a light plug. What's going on? Rabbi said, listen, it's so beautiful, it's so poshut, and it's so zis, and it's so geschmack. I think Pshat's like this. Let's go good. What does Leit Plug mean? Leit Plug means when Chazal make a takone, the takone is unconditional. There's a whatever the steam of the takone is. Once we make a takone, we're not machalic in the different serum. Let's see what this chiyuv netila in the morning is. Is it really a takone? world back when a person should make an atil in the morning? Bechlal not. Chazal came and introduced something new. A peri chadosh kim mekadosh himself, make an atil sedayim. That means there is a takonah to make an atil sedayim. Yesh takana, there's my plug. A takonah has my plug. According to the Rosh, there was no takonah to make an atil sedayim in the morning. What was the din? Somebody whose hands are dirty is a sifin shulchan aruch. You cannot dive when your hands are dirty. There was no takonah to make an atil sedayim. There's the regular din, dirty hands, need an atil sedayim. True, in the morning with mekzal atil sedayim, make a bracha also.
But you get baby to love, you don't make a bracha.
According to the Rosh, she tells you to make a bracha with the mayim. Yeah, baby, not with the numbers. When you go to basic, you say you made mitzvahs, you make a bracha. That means there's no takkanah. That means an atil sedayim alone is not a takkanah. You can say the bracha, maybe it's a takkanah. Bracha for tefillah. But with an atil itself, there's no takkanah to make an atil. There's a general din. Your diamond to numbers, you cannot dive the diamond to numbers. And that it doesn't pass the same way plug. According to the Rosh, but there was a takkanah. Go and make an atil to Makadish yourself. Oh, there's a takkanah. We can say takkanah is like fluke. You have to always make an atil, even on the day when the Siba is not Kayam, when the Siba is not Kayam, because you're not a Berei Chadosh, but Chazal were Kedeh, every morning make an atil. The reason was because B'derek Kla, you're Berei Chadosh. So now we can say, like fluke, and it's takkanah. But according to Rosh, there's no takkanah. There's a general din, there's an issue, you're not on the dot for your diamond to numbers. So when you have the problem, you make an atil. We know the problem, you don't make an atil. There was no takkanah. You have to wash your hands in the morning. There's a general din that dirty hands all through the day. You can't make a bracha with your diamond to numbers. There's no chiddush din, chiddush takkanah, which is a sakit in the morning. Now, let's now go to the Prima Gadol. This is already a mashiv of tisnefes. According to the Prima, what is the Prima Gadol saying? That Asher Yotzar, you won't say leipluk. What was the takkanah? Let's think good. That's definitely a takkanah. There's a takkanah that according to the Rashba, for becoming a Berei Chadosh, you make a bracha. So what do you want to go and say? Like plug? That can't be. Let's think for a second. When the takkanah is to make an atilas yadayim, and the bracha is on the atilas yadayim, so you can now go and say like plug. Chazal made a takkanah of natila. Even when you're not a Berei Chadosh, make this natila. You're making a tilas takkanah chazal. Make a bracha also. Asher Yotzar. What's the din of Asher Yotzar? Chazal said, if you eat potatoes, make a Berei Piyadom. It does pass to say, oh, what blue, if you like potatoes, also make a Berei Piyadom. They were mistaken a bracha of Berei Piyadom for potatoes. Asher Yotzar is a takkona, they were machadish a bracha. That what? That a bracha for becoming a Berei Chadosh needs a bracha. When it happens, you make a bracha. When it doesn't happen, you don't make a bracha. You can't go and say, like, look on there. Chazal introduced a new bracha. By the Tilas Yadayim, Chazal introduced a new mitzvah. They introduced a mitzvah. A mitzvah of the Tilas Yadayim, because B'derek Kla you're Berei Chadosh. So you could say, like, look, even when you're not a Berei Chadosh, the takkanah remains, make it a tila. Okay, you did the takkanah, you have full right to make a bracha. Because Chazal work your day in the morning to go and make a bracha of Alat, to go and make a nice mitzvah of the Tilas Yadayim, and they're a mechayiv even to somebody who's not a Berei Chadosh. The Siba was because most people are Berei Chadoshes. And because of Lloyd Plug, we said that you should even do it when you're not a Berei Chadosh, because the takkanah is in the morning make a nice mitzvah of the Tilas Yadayim, man, you go make a bracha. Mashenk and Asher Yotzar. There wasn't a takkanah. Go make brachas in the morning. The chiddush of Asher Yotzar is creation of becoming a Berei Chadosh needs a bracha. So when it is, when it happens, you have the bracha. When it's not there, when it doesn't happen, you don't make a bracha. You can't go and say, look, look at a bracha. A bracha has to be for something. The bracha of Al Tzilus Yadayim is on the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Tzilus Yadayim. So if the Maisa HaMitzvah exists, you can make the bracha. So you could say, Loi Plug on the Maisa HaMitzvah. You could say, Loi Plug on the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Tzilus Yadayim, that even when you're not a barrier, also the takkanah exists. You did a mitzvah, you can make a bracha. But when the takkanah is the bracha itself, what did the Chazal say? When such and such happens, you make a bracha. When you become a Berei Chadosh, you make a bracha. So what does Pastor Gold say? Look, to make a bracha on nothing, on the ear to make a bracha, that bracha has to be chal on something. So when there's a takkanah of Natilas Yadayim, you're doing a maisa, you could say, like Plug, that in all situations, Chazal from this Ramah, from this, and the Ramah says, and this Masaper, that Yidl B'loi Bracha, someone wakes up in the middle of the night, which is a Safik, if you say like Plum, according to Rashi is like Plum, according to the Rosh is not like Plum, so according to the Rosh, you said, well, you don't make a Bracha, according to the Rosh, but like Plum, you have to make a Bracha. So it comes out, we have a Safik over here, La Halacha, if we pass him like the Rashba, we pass him like the Rosh. If so, we have to not be Yaitza, Kol Hadeis, and Kol Hashitas. How could you do that? It's such a tight disaster. According to the Rosh, it's the first Natila. According to the Rosh, it's the last Natila. What do you do? Comes along the base of the tour in Simen Vav, and the tour is Machadish Halacha. The Beis Yosef brings this din from the Maharam in Rutenberg in Simen Dalet. The Maharam in Rutenberg says that a person is supposed to, the chiyuv of Birchas Amatilas Yadayim is when you come to shul and you say all the other brachas, you should say Amatilas Yadayim also, which is a pelech. It's a bracha for the original Amatilas Yadayim, for becoming, for being mekadosh yourself as a Berei Kadosh, for being mekadosh yourself for Avodas Hashem. The Torah in Simen Vav says you could do it either this way or that way. You could do whatever you want. You could either make the bracha of Amatilas Yadayim at home, or you could do it in shul. What's going on? What's this man of shul all about? Comes along the Beis Yosef from Simen Vav, and he explains the Yisoy Hadin of making Alan Til Sedayim in shul, and he says, listen to what he says, Heyois, since the whole Yisoy of the Bracha Alan Til Sedayim is to be Makadish yourself for Avodas Hashem, to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to make brachas, Abraham say, you have to make the Bracha Alan Til Sedayim together with all the other Birchas HaShachar. That's what Beis Yosef says, which is a little bit, it's not a Hidua for what happened. It's a Bracha, it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs for Alan Til Sedayim. The beer in the Beis Yosef is, Kimu Dumani, this is also a Chesed from Hashem, there is Meir's Einai. Beer in the Beis Yosef is, Birchas HaMitzvahs. When do you make Birchas HaMitzvahs? Oyver Lasiyosim. The din is always Oyver Lasiyosim. There's only one mitzvah which you don't make Oyver Lasiyosim, and that is Tfilas Geir. The Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Bracha says Tfilas Geir. The Kemikas Shekishon Tzav Tzivanu before they become Geir. It's only afterwards. But according to the Rashba, there's another bracha which you can't do Oyver Lasiyosim. You know what that is? That's Amatil Sedayim. Because you have Rachra on your hands, you need to go to the base Kisei. You can't make a bracha to Samatim. So Amatil Sedayim, according to the Rashba, cannot be before. So when is the Eretz Man of the bracha? Where was Chazal Kibbutz Zman? So this is the svara. Since the whole matara of the Netilas Yadayim is in order to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they were Kaveya, the Zman HaBracha. The Kvius Zman of the Bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is with all the other mitzvahs according to the Maharam in Rutenberg, and according to the Tur, the Chazal gave you two Zman when you can make the Bracha after the Asiyah. Either the second you become Roy to make the Bracha, that's after you go to Beis Kis, or together with all the brachas. But it comes out, this is now the Zman of what Chazal were Kedveya, the Zman of the Bracha. This is the Zman of the Bracha. If so, the problem that we started out with, a guy who gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, he's trying to how can we get until later on? No, because this is the Zman that they were Kedveya for the Bracha. So it's not a Hashlam. The kasha was that if it's Hashlam, the Shari Tshuva said, if it's Hashlam, then Hashiyot has to come from us, and I know it's not that. It's true, it's Hashlam. But this is the Zman that you have to make the Bracha. I think we're as much that this is the Zman that you have to go and make the Bracha. Then there's no Kedima of Hashiyot before it, because Hashlam is the Pshat. The Zman Mincha was a different Zman. You're not being Mashlam of Chidit. This chiva that we have to do before. This man which Chazal were together brought us right now. So there's no reason that Hashem should have to go before. But now let's go to the halacha of the ma'aseh. What do we have to do for the Rosh and the Rashba? So it comes out like this. According to the Rashba, we have an eitzah. That even though it's not samach to the bracha, we have the Torah which says that you can make it in shul together with all the other brachas. According to the Rosh, what's the bracha? What's the netilah which is mechayev the bracha? The netilah which made you roi for tefillah. If so, the eitzah is, whatever it is, whether it's a homer and shul, the last netilah that you're going to make in order to be able to daven, say Al Matilas Yadayim together with all the Birchas HaShachar. And this way, you have all the halachas. You yaitze Chol HaDeis. According to the Rosh, this is the last netilah. So samach to the netilah, you yaitze the Rosh. According to the Rosh, but with that you said it together with all the brachas, that's the mukim, the proper place to make the bracha for the original netilah until 3 o'clock in the morning. So are you doing it together with all the brachas after the last Natila? A lot of people, they know this, didn't go say it in shul. There's no point. about just saying true with all the brachas. Only saying true with all the brachas if you're going to go, if your hands are going to get dirty again. If you're going to make your hands dirty again, that means to say, if you're at home, you don't want to make the brachas for whatever the reason is. Come to shul, touch a covered place, get your hands metunaf again. But the edad, I think that would maybe be good enough for shacharis, and you'll have the rosh. And the ideal situation is, come to shul, go to Beis HaKiseh again, because we have the Russian Shuvas which says that the Natila is for your hands which are dirty, and also for going to Beis HaKiseh, and the Chafetz Chaim always says Mishabura, whenever it's a Safek, go to Beis HaKiseh, get yourself dirty, and then go and make down Natila Sadaim. So the ideal situation is, come to shul, whenever it is, when you're ready to make the blast, to make the down Natila Sadaim, get your hands dirty. Ideally, go to the Beis HaKiseh, either Ketanim or Gedolim, and if it's Ketanim, the Rosh, and the Chafetz Chaim brings down from the Rosh, be Meshavshay, you should touch somewhere in the Eberchat Shalom, a place you're not supposed to have, maybe had a Beitzin, you should touch somewhere to get your hands Metunafis, thereby you have Asiyas Shachav, with your dying Metunafis through Asiyas Shachav, so you have the Rosh. Do it together with all the brothers, and this is where you days, whether it's at home, whether it's in shul, the last Metila, after Beis HaKiseh, after your hands are dirty, make it all the